In 1917, when I was still in Moscow, when the revolution happened, my name was Irina Sergeyevna Konkevich. And I lived in a house just facing the Kremlin, just the entrance to the Kremlin. So that when the fighting went on, it went really over us all the time. Well, remembering that day, it was a lovely sunny day. Of course, the Bolsheviks were in the Kremlin, and my mother was very worried because my brother was in the White Army. He was on the other side. And of course, sometimes he used to come and just visit us for a minute, just to tell us that he's still alive. But she was very worried about him, of course. Of course, the gunfighting was all the time around us and over us. And we were afraid to come out of the house. But that day, when we knew that everything was over already, then we were able to get out. But everyone was, of course, against us. Why? Because, for instance, the porter of the house knew that my brother belonged to the White Army and that he used to come and see us. And he at once reported it to the headquarters of the Bolsheviks. And that's why they were in looking for my brother everywhere. And my father was at once imprisoned. But my mother, as she was a socialist and worked all the time with the workers, teaching them and all that, she had lots of friends already who were Bolsheviks. So through them, she managed to get him out of prison. And that day, we felt we were free because we could run around the house, up and down, because all that time, whilst the fighting went on, the fighting, I think, was over a fortnight between the Bolsheviks and the White ones. And at that time, of course, we couldn't live in our flats because all the glasses were broken, there were no windows. So we lived on the staircase, and there was, up on top of us, there was a very famous Russian singer who used to sing in the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow, and she made us bring out her piano from her flat, and that was also on the stairs, and she sang for us all her wonderful arias and everything that she sang every night on the stage of the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow. So our life was on the stairs. And every time we even came near the windows, our mothers and fathers used to say, for goodness sake, get far away because somewhere a bomb will fall and all the windows were broken. First day, after the fighting stopped, very early in the morning, my mother dressed in peasant dress and went all along the boulevards because there were everywhere corpses lying. She was trying to see if my brother was among the corpses. That's how it was the first day. I went out along the street with a friend, and we thought we must go back to school. And we looked around, and we saw everywhere houses on the side, some kind of corpses lying amongst the stones and everything. And of course it was frightening, but at the same time as young people, quite exciting. And that's what the morning after the revolution was, an exciting morning for us young people.